Hey folks, greetings from the Offensive Security Group here at Secure IT 360, coming at you with a new episode of the Cyber Threat Perspective. Today, you've got myself, Brad, and Darius again. And today we're going to talk about Burp Suite, right? So one of the coolest tools that we use. And so we're gonna do a shallow dive, right? We're gonna talk about what Burp Suite is, how we use it, why we use it, maybe compare it to some other things that are out there. And really kind of preview some cool stuff that we have coming with regards to that. So, with that said, you know, if you guys enjoy this episode, please like, share, subscribe, all that good jazz. Let's get right into it, man. So Burp Suite.
Yeah.
What is it?
So pretty much anytime you hear Burp Suite, immediately the thought instantly goes to AppSec and web application penetration testing. In a nutshell, it's a toolkit used primarily for security testing, and it was developed by Port Swigger. They're amazing, and they're constantly improving the product. But at a surface level, Burp Suite is a reverse proxy. And what I mean by that is you set it up, you run it, you configure everything, and then you load up a browser. Well, every single web page or URL that you go to, instead of it going, you know, directly out to the internet, it instead goes to Burp Suite first, and then it goes out to the internet. And so in doing that, you're able to do some pretty cool things, like for starters, modify the request before it gets sent off to wherever it's going. And there's just tons of really cool features that are really packed into Burp Suite. But at the basic level, it's a reverse proxy, and it just captures requests. Really, it's the as far as how we use it as pen testers, it's the Swiss Army knife of pen testing. So you can intercept requests, you can analyze, you can modify. And that's extremely important because that's how we find bugs in web applications. I think a prime example I can think of is a classic business logic failure. So, you know, what will happen a lot of times, what I'll do is I'll load up Burp and we'll go with a shopping cart example. That's a classic one where, okay, I'm going to basically add an item to my cart and pay for it. Well, Burp is going to capture all that. And one thing you can do is you can basically say, hey, before you even to the internet, drop this request. And so if the process is add item to cart, get the quantity, and then payment. Well, let's say you drop one of that middle process. Well, the application might break. You might end up with the free item. You know, the possibilities are endless. But that's really where Burp Suite can come in handy in showcasing and finding bugs.
Yeah, agreed 100%, man. So I will say, you know, you and I both come from a background of web app pen testing. And so, to include things like mobiles and APIs and stuff like that, I spend 90 to 95% of my time in Burp Suite during an app pen test. You know, so it's that big of an important thing. Now, it also translates to other pen testing as well, right? So we're doing a lot of external pen testing this week across the entire team. Every single one of us is using Burp. Not only does it have like a built-in vulnerability scanner, which is like super easy mode for finding things like, you know, DOM based cross site scripting or discovering retired libraries, like out of date libraries, stuff like that. I say retired because it used to be called retire.js before they integrated it. But I mean, it really is, you know, arguably one of the most important singular tools that we have in the arsenal. And so, it does everything, man. If we have to password spray something that is non-standard, you know, that doesn't have like a dedicated tool, dude, no problem, you know? So, I don't know. It's just awesome. It's definitely one of my favorite tools. There are others though, right? There are other versions. There are other reverse proxies out there, that we use sometimes actually, like Zap.
Yeah. So there's the Zed attack proxy. So that one is Zap, right? And that one's free, and it works pretty well. I think for me, I started out with Burp Suite, and then I feel like what happens with most people is you finally get a taste of the professional version of Burp Suite, and you never go back.
You never go back, man. It's too good.
So, so if you're new to Burp Suite, you can actually download it and try it out for free. There's a community version as well as the professional version. And the only difference between the two is with the professional version, I believe you get the vulnerability scanner as well as some other features like Intruder and things of that nature. But the community edition, man, you can still wreak a lot of havoc with that alone.
Sure you can.
And it's actually a great place to start out for anybody trying to learn web app pen testing.
Agreed. Yeah, I do. You know, so I originally grew up, I'll go way back on you guys. Web Scarab was the original Java based proxy written by a dude, Rogan Dawes in South Africa. You know, heads up to that guy for kind of creating the idea of a local proxy with a graphical interface. And I think at some point he rolled that over to Zed, to the Zed Attack proxy. And so I grew up with those. At some point, I don't remember when, but when Burp Suite kind of came out and they made it a professional version, you know, it's like $200. And so we were like, oh yeah, we'll try it. Why not? I never went back. Like the only time there was a short period of time when the HSTS would break Burp for like a year. And I went back to Zed. And honestly, I didn't miss a beat. Like it was easy to make that transition. And so I'm saying this kind of backstory to let everybody know that we can, you know, you don't have to go buy the professional version. There are, in my opinion, what I would call economies that make it worth the price, right? So like, what's your time worth? Because the ease of use of the Intruder, so let's talk about what the Intruder is real quick. So if you want to, you know, Darius was describing, you know, like business logic testing, right? If you wanted to say, guess an order number using, you know, a URL that was like your order number equals 123, right? Well, let's say I want to see how many orders I can download. Well, I can throw that into the Intruder, and make a custom iterator that starts from one and goes to a million. And an hour later, I will download every single order from that entire site. And so, you know, those are the kinds of economies that you get with the professional version that, yeah, you can do it in Zed. I definitely don't want to take away from that. It's an awesome project, but it's a little more work, you know? And so, you know, same thing with the scanner, right? The vulnerability scanner. By the way, Zed's vulnerability scanner is not bad. It's not bad at all. I don't have a bad thing to say about Zed. But with that, the vulnerability scanner is constantly improving. And it's just, it's the difference of having a team of paid developers that you know, that Portswigger has versus a couple of volunteers or even a bunch of volunteers working on an open source project. You know, you just, one of them is going to be, you know, evolving more quickly. That's all.
Yep. And that kind of brings me to another point. Something that's really awesome about Burp, and specifically the pro version, is it's extensible. There are a number of extensions that you can add. And if you can't find an extension to cover your use case, you can write your own. It's all in Java. And so to me, that makes it a winner just because it's really easy and simple to say, hey, I need to do this. Oh, it doesn't do this. I can write something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that point, you're good to go. Me personally, some of my favorite extensions from Burp Suite, for those who use it currently, check out Carbonator for anyone that wants to automate Burp Suite functions. So what I'll do is I'll start up Carbonator and I have a script where I'll load it, tell it the URL to hit, and it'll go ahead and just scan the site, scan and spider and audit the site for me without even having to open up the Burp Suite GUI. So that saves me some time. And then whenever I'm ready to do things manually, the project's already created. I open it up. I already kind of have a full site list and everything that I need, and I can just go from there. So I would definitely recommend checking out Carbonator. I think there's also JWT Editor. That's a really good one as well. And then ActiveScan++.
Yep. Yeah. The one that I like to use, you have to be a little careful with it though, is the SQL map.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
That's that, but I will tell you, okay, I got burned by SQL Map a couple of, not even a couple of years ago. It was like middle of last year. We were hitting an app and we corrupted the database and the client didn't have a backup. So we wiped an app off the face of the earth with that. So you do have to be a little bit careful.
For sure.
It can be rough. And you know, I will say too, talking about the extensions for Burp, there are some that are written in a lot of other languages. So you need to be comfortable installing Jython and Python and trying to think of some of the others, maybe Perl. So, you know, it's not hard, but it does require a tiny bit of knowledge to install some of these and get them configured properly. But you're right, man. I mean, that's a huge win, being able to just, you know, go grab that. And like, you know, there's some really cool specific stuff out there, you know, like is it GraphQL? Is a really, there's dedicated extensions for attacking apps that are written in those languages, which is like, how awesome is that?
It definitely makes the job a lot easier. So like, to your point, you know, if you've never come across GraphQL and you have mm-hmm. no idea what you're doing, it's nice to be able to download an extension and at least have a baseline of findings for that if you find anything.
Yeah.
Burp Suite is amazing.
It is. Honestly, I got a lot of gripes with a lot of things. This is not one of them.
Maybe we can, I guess, finish it out with some tips and tricks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so background on that, not long ago, Burp Suite, you would have to bring, it was a bring your own browser, right? BYOB. And you would have to change the configuration of the browser. And in some cases, it was really annoying, right? Because you can't really, without doing some tricks, you can't really have like two Chromes. I used to run Firefox, and the only thing I would run Firefox for was app pen testing, which that's awesome until something only works in Chrome and not Firefox. And so blah, blah, blah. The point of all that is you used to have to solve that problem on your own. Now, PortSwigger solved that for us, right? So sure. They've got, yeah. So big fan of the built-in browser.
Yep. And I think it also comes with some additional features and extensions that kind of make the pen testing process a little bit easier. So with the built-in browser, it comes with Burp Suite's DOM invader, which basically helps find DOM cross-site scripting vulnerabilities. Man, I've seen that thing nuke an application before as far as polluting parameters and variables. So it's awesome that that's already, you know, installed in the built-in browser.
It's incredibly powerful.
And then I also say, you know, I think the built-in browser reduces the learning curve a little bit. When you're first using Burp Suite, having to configure a separate browser to use Burp Suite can be a little bit complicated depending on your experience level, trying to, you know, deal with trusting certs and
My complaint was you had to install the Burp Suite cert into the browser so that, you know, it would trust the proxy.
They've made it extremely easy for everyone. So I think the second tip I would have is, you know, make sure that the cache is cleared. And I make that mistake all the time. To where I'm like, ooh, I have a finding for something, and it's because my cache wasn't cleared. And the moment I clear my cache, it's no longer there. Well, it's because it didn't really exist. And it really is just a good idea to do that in between engagements, anyways, just so that you're not cross contaminating. Another tip and trick that I have, and this is one that I kind of use personally, and you touched on it a little bit earlier, is Burp Suite can be used in a variety of different ways, including for mobile applications.
Yeah. We, you know, a lot of folks misunderstand what a mobile application is, right? It is not generally a fat client, you know, in the traditional sense, right? Like if you think about, I don't know, GroupWise or some of the older like Microsoft Word apps and things like that, you know, they're this blob, this binary blob that executes and it's natively running on the architecture because it's written in C or whatever. Mobile apps aren't that way, right? Most of them are written in JavaScript or some similar type interpreted language. And they're web apps. They're miniature web apps is basically what a mobile app is. And so they're just framing that data in a different way. We absolutely use Burp Suite to attack mobile apps and especially their supporting backend infrastructure. So, same way we would do APIs, you know?
And so, then I guess the last tip, and this is one that I'm super excited about. The last tip I can have for anyone that wants to learn Burp Suite is to watch out for a series that we're going to have next year. So next year, we're going to have a series called Becoming a Professional Burper, where we're going to go through all things Burp Suite. We're going to go through the Port Swigger Labs. And by the end of it, ideally, you know, you'll have everything you need to even sit for Port Swigger's Burp Suite certification. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that we're going to be doing that and definitely something to look out for anyone that's interested.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, I would like to kind of think that mastering an app proxy like this is, you know, 10% of being a really good pen tester, right? Just kind of broadly speaking. Everybody can use it. There is a time and a place for this in almost every pen test we've ever done. Is that there is value in cranking up Burp and looking at apps. And so, you know, for those of you that are either getting into the field or looking to take it to the next level, mastering Burp Suite, in my opinion, is a mandatory step towards being a master penetration tester. If I can use that phrase, I just kind of made it up, but yeah, you know, you really need to understand how this stuff works and be proficient, maybe even more than proficient. You know, being an expert is solid. So, which is why we have Darius, by the way.
Yeah. Tools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the more you know your tools, the more efficient you are, and the more stuff you can break.
That's what we're here for, right? We're here for the carnage, man. And so for those of you that that don't know us super well, one of the things that I always kind of harp on with the group is know your tools, right? Know how your tool acts, know how it performs, know, you know, everything about it, because at the end of the day, we're responsible for how we use it. And so, you know, this is probably even more so important. Just because being able to successfully leverage the capabilities of Burp Suite is probably the difference in a good pen test and a bad pen test, right? Like getting the work done requires a mastery of this particular program. So that's one of the reasons we have an emphasis on it, and we'll talk a ton about it. So expect, you know, 2023 is the year of Burp. We're gonna come at you guys with a lot of stuff, and it's gonna be pretty awesome. So. Awesome. Well, thanks, Darius. That's good stuff, man. It's really exciting that you're coming out with that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, for those of you out there listening, you know, if you like, you know, what you hear, share it and, reach out to us and let us know if you like what's going on. So otherwise, have an awesome day and we will see you guys next Wednesday.